In the 1950s and 60s, Frank Sinatra helped turn Las Vegas into the entertainment capital of the world. But our music critic Tom Terrell never connected with the power of Sinatra's performance. That is, until he heard a new boxed set of Sinatra in Vegas. Now, Tom Terrell is singing a different tune.
When I was in my 20s, I would always roll my eyes whenever one of my boys would say that we all end up being our fathers. Now that I'm in my middle ages, I ain't scoffing no more. It's bad enough that I become Popsky's spitting image, but what really trips me out is my newfound love for this.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
When I was younger, I couldn't understand why my father, the hippest black man I've ever known, dug him so much. Now, when I listen to Sinatra and the Count Basie Orchestra swinging to heaven with Fly Me to the Moon, I know.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song.
When it came out back in 66, Sinatra at the Sands featuring the Count Basie Orchestra and arrangements by Quincy Jones became my father's favorite Frank Sinatra album. Popsky would definitely flip his wig over the Sands set included in the new Sinatra Vegas box set. It's got different versions of the same tunes, and most of them, like My Kind of Towns, totally smoke the originals.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz, and each time I leave Chicago.
Each one of Sinatra Vegas' five discs features a complete concert. Disc 1 was recorded at the Sands in November 1961. Disc 2, the Sands, January to February 1966. Disc 3, Caesar's Palace, March 1982. Disc 4, the Golden Nugget, April 1987. And Disc 5 is a DVD filmed at Caesar's Palace, May 1978. I learned three things from Sinatra Vegas that everybody else in America but me has always known. One, Frank Sinatra is one of the greatest entertainers of all time. Two, every tune he sang, major or minor, he lived. And three, Frank Sinatra made you feel that his songs were your stories too. It's all there in The Gal That Got Away. Damn. I wish Popsky was still around to hear this.
Because the gal that won you.
The boxed set is called Sinatra Vegas. Our reviewer is Tom Terrell.
The beginning has seen the final inning. I don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. No more that all-time thrill. Because
you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.